USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to turn New Mexico red next year. At a rally near Albuquerque last night, the president vowed he'll win the state. Trump lost it by 8 points in 2016. However, he said his policies have boosted the state's energy revenue since. Meanwhile, as he was holding a rally there, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was holding a campaign rally in New York, where she was talking about President Trump.
Donald Trump is corruption in the flesh. He's sworn to serve the people of the United States, but he only serves himself and his partners in corruption.
Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers getting together shortly to try to work out a new contract. It's day two of a strike against GM. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hurricane season far from over. In fact, it runs through November 1st, and in the Bahamas, people there are still dealing with a devastating blow from Hurricane Dorian. USA Radio's John Clemens with the update.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185-mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 143 points, the NASDAQ off 23 points, the S&P 500 down 9. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Even though the latest report in the New York Times totally bogus and unsubstantiated, some Democratic presidential candidates still calling for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
This comes in the face of a new investigated allegation of sexual misconduct when he was in college. During his testimony last year, Justice Kavanaugh denied all allegations of impropriety. Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro are now calling for his impeachment. The president tweeted that Kavanaugh should start suing people for libel. If an impeachment happens, it would be for perjury to Congress, not for any allegations from decades ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A woman in California has her ring back after a very unusual night. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Jenna Evans recounted her situation on Facebook, and then it went viral and started getting lots of media attention. And here's the story. It seems last week she was dreaming that she was being chased by some villains and was forced to swallow her engagement ring to protect it. She says when she woke up, she realized she had actually swallowed her ring to protect it in her sleep. A gastroenterologist managed to retrieve the ring, and now it's safely back on her finger. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.